Welcome to day number 60. We are up to Perikhas Mishnah Beis. Now, this first Mishnah does require us to have a little bit of background information, but like yesterday, we've actually already been introduced to many of these concepts before, so it should be good chazar, a good review. We'll review two concepts and then jump into the Mishnah itself. Concept number one is called Demai. We know that when it comes to Trumos and Maestros, there are a whole bunch of tithes that we give from our field. There's Truma that goes to the Kohen, and Meister to the Levi, and Trumas Meister that goes from the Levi to the Kohen. There's Meister Ani that goes to the poor, and Meister Sheni that's taken to Yerushalayim. The point is, there's a lot of complexity around these halachos. And for someone who's well-versed, then we assume that, yes, they separated all the Trumos and Meisters properly, and all is good. But when it comes to Amei Ha'aretz, people who are unlearned, well-intentioned, but are simply not familiar with the finer details, with the intricacies of the halacha, we generally don't believe that they separated Trumas and Maestros properly. Again, not because of ill intent, but just because these halachos are very, very complex. So any produce that comes from an Amei Ha'aretz is called Demai, and it is considered in doubt as to whether Trumas and Maestros were taken. That's halacha number one. The second concept, though, by way of introduction, is something we've learned a few times already, and that is that all Matnos Aniyim, all gifts of the poor, Peya, Leket, Shicha, Peret, Olis, all of them are exempt from tithes, exempt from Trumas and Maisers. So when the Ani picks up the produce, they do not have to give Truma and Maiser. And with that in mind, we turn to Mishnah Beis, and our Mishnah is going to be dealing with an Ani, someone who collects all of these gifts of the poor, who is also an Am Ha'aretz, who is unlearned in all of these various halachos. So says Mishnah Beis, Ne'emanim al haleket ve'al ha'shicha ve'al ha'peya v'sha'asan. If they're holding produce, they're holding a grain, they are believed to say that this is something that I picked up from leket or shicha or peya. And therefore, anyone with whom they share it or anyone to whom they sell it would not be required to separate tithes, trumas, and maestros because, again, it was originally picked up as a gift to the poor and therefore totally exempt from trumas and maestros. And that is all b'sha'asan. That is assuming that they're saying that it's like a shir and peah when it would make sense that it was in the right time, meaning generally in the time of the harvest. Ve'al maestr ani b'chol shanaso. And they're also, similarly, an ani is believed to say that which he or she is holding is considered Maiser Ani. In the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, we give a tenth of all of our produce to the poor. So if they're standing during the third or sixth year and they're saying that the produce or the grain that they're holding, they got as a gift, as Maiser Ani, we believe them. And therefore, again, anyone with whom they shared, anyone to whom they sell would be exempt from tithes. So again, these Amei Ha'aretz are not believed to say that they separated tithes, but they are believed to say that this is one of the Matanos Aniyim such that they are exempt from tithes. And finally, Uven Levi Ne'eman Li'olam. Ben Levi is always believed to say that the produce that he's holding was received as regular Maaser. We know that we always give a tenth of our produce to a Levi. So if the Levi is holding this produce, who's an Am Ha'aretz, we believe the Levi to say that this was received as Maaser. We even believe that he separated the tithe that he needs to separate. He needs to take from the Maaser and give a little bit to the Kohen. We believe that he even did that, even though he's an Am Ha'aretz, because that was a very, very well-known halacha. Same thing by regular truma. We believe that Amei Ha'aretz did separate that first level, that first truma. So the point is, in all of these cases, we believe Amei Ha'aretz to say that, yes, this is one of the Matnos Aniyim, and therefore it's exempt from further trumas and maestros. The Einam Ne'eman, our Mishnah concludes, Ve'ena Ne'emanim Ela Al Davar Shevenei Adam Noagim Kein. But they're only believed to say that this is one of the Matnos Aniyim if it was something that they would normally actually get as one of the Matnos Aniyim. So what does that mean? Something they would normally get, that was normal to get as one of the Matnos Aniyim. So our Mishnah, the next Mishnah, is going to explain it. Says the Mishnah, Ne'emanim Alachitin. If they're holding wheat that is still in its hull, that's still in its rawest form, if they're holding wheat, so then Ne'emanim, that would be something they would normally get as a Matnos Aniyim. That's what the Mishnah meant previously, and therefore they're believed, these Amei Ha'aretz are believed to say that, yes, this was one of the Matnos Aniyim. Ve'enim Ne'emanim Alachemach Ve'alo Hapas. But if they're holding flour, or they're holding bread, and they're claiming that this was given to them as Matnos Aniyim, we do not believe them, because it is very unlikely, even though we did learn that if the farmer forgets to give peah, he's allowed to make it up later, even once it's processed, it was very unlikely that would happen. In all of our cases, we've seen that it's really about picking up the raw wheat in the field for leket or shicha, things like that, and therefore, it was very rare that peah would be given in this form of flour or bread. So they're not believed to say that that's Matnos Aniyim. By the way, they are believed to say that they themselves baked it. So imagine they said, hey, I picked up the flour in the or the wheat in its natural form in the field, but then I turned it to bread. They are believed to say that. They're just not believed to say that this loaf of bread was actually given to them as peah. And similarly, we'll have a few more cases. Neman al sa'ora shal ores, they're believed on a grain of rice that's still in its protective shell, that's still in its hull, that was gotten from Mount Nasaniyim. Ve'ein nemanam alav ben achayi ben revushal. But if it's out of that protective layer, whether it's raw or cooked, again, they're not believed because Mount Nasaniyim would really only be picked up in the vast majority of cases when it was still in that hard shell. Nemanam alapol, they're believed again on beans. Ve'ein nemanam ala grisim. But they're not believed once the bean was crushed. Lo chayim v'lo mevushalim, whether they are raw or cooked. Again, they have to be in the form that they would normally be collected as for like a chicken peya, and that is in the rawest form, not when it was crushed or further developed, etc. But there is one exception. Ne'manim ala shemen. They are believed when it comes to olive oil. Lo marshal meiser anihu. They are believed to say that if they're holding some meiser ani, again, that the gift that's given to them the third and sixth year, they are believed to say that this oil was given to them as meiser ani. Even though usually, again, we would say, well, if it's in its rawest form, that would be the olives themselves. But it was quite common that the owner would take the olives, turn it into olive oil, and then give a tenth of the olive oil to the ani. And therefore, since that was common practice, they are believed to say that. But they are not believed to say that they actually, even if they made it, that this oil was produced from olives that they got from shechicha, from olives that they found in the field that were forgotten, because there's a limit to how much shechicha can be picked up, we know that, and there generally would not be enough olives in the field that were forgotten that would make it worthwhile to make oil. So if they're holding oil, we assume that it did not come from shechicha, and therefore we would not believe them to say that they are exempt from tithes. So if they were given it as meiser ani, they are believed, but if they said they made it from olives that came from shechicha, they are not believed. Okay, that is Mishnah Gimel. We will continue with Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.